This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. You can now watch this program on Free Speech TV weekdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. FSTV is available on Dish Network, DirecTV, and Roku. Los Angeles-based rapper and activist Maya Jupiter has a new song out called Madre Tierra, in which she expresses the strength and resilience of women and links it to the earth. The Mexican-Turkish singer, who was born in La Paz, Mexico, and raised in Sydney, Australia, lives today with her partner, Aloe Black, an acclaimed singer-songwriter in his own right, and her children in Southern California. In Madre Tierra, Jupiter invokes internationally known female activists like Malala Yousafzai and Vandana Shiva, as well as American heroes like Angela Davis and social movements like Black Lives Matter. The song was produced by Quetzal Flores. Maya Jupiter now joins me. Welcome to the program.
Hi, so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, I've long admired your work and was very excited about this new single, this new and the video of it, which is such a beautiful visual component that our TV audiences will get to see in just a moment. But tell us what inspired this song. It's clearly a female-centered song, clearly about women's empowerment.
Definitely. You know, the funny story about this song is that I wrote it about three times and nothing felt right. The lyrics, it just wasn't sitting well, wasn't gelling with the song. Quetzal had already produced a track with Los Cojolites singing the beautiful poetry. Joel, actually Cruz Castellanos is the one that sings the Spanish at the beginning of the song and throughout the song. And so I had that to work with, and they sang this chorus, Madre Tierra. So one sits down and says, okay, what are all the things that I think about when I think Mother Earth? And it's funny because Vandana Shiva does get a shout out in there, because I actually tried to dedicate the entire song to her and the fight against Monsanto, but it just wasn't, the way that I wrote it didn't work. So anyway, fast forward a year later, a dancer choreographer named Kara Mack, who's also a vocalist, incredible singer, was putting on a show, and she created a play called Women Rise Up / Balance, and she asked me to create a poem for this play. So after I did that, that's when I decided this is exactly what Madre Tierra needed. It needed a song about women's role, about what our role is on this planet as creators, as nurturers, as fighters in the movement, resisting. But also I wanted to take on this idea of personifying Mother Earth. So what does Mother Earth mean? And if she's feminine, then what is that? And it's more than tangible things. It's also the things, as I say, the moment that Digeria became politicized, or the second that Angela became radicalized, it's also these moments in time. It's the beauty, it's the ugliness, you know, the same way that the earth can nurture us and give us life and food and water, you know, we can also experience the hurricanes and the earthquakes and bushfires and destruction. And so I just kind of wanted to take all of that in and relate that and mirror that to women.
Let's actually play a clip from the song so that our audience understands a little bit of how it all came together. This is Madre Tierra by my guest, Maya Jupiter.
Of time, the nurturer, the fighter, the enemy of lies, staying quiet and still. I'm absorbing all stress until I explode, then I am civil unrest. I'm the hope that was born in Malala's heart, the dream of Sandra, looking for a fresh start. I'm the will of Rayhan to keep Island safe, the fireborn in Annie after surviving rape. I'm a mother, a daughter, a grand and a great responsibility to support and create. I'm the fight against a corrupt prison system, standing on the front lines, robustly resistant. I'm the key that unlocks every detention center, the cord, the blood, the mighty blood center. I am fierce, ferocious, and furiously strong. I am Mother Earth, and this is my song.
Maya Jupiter's song, Madre Tierra, which we'll keep playing in the background for a little bit. A song whose video for our radio audience is visually so vibrant and beautiful. And by the way, you can watch the TV version of this interview on our website, risingupwithsonali.com. We'll also tell you later in our program how you can watch the video on Maya Jupiter's own YouTube channel. Maya, tell me a little bit about how the song actually ends on a rallying cry that the Black Lives Matter movement has taken up, which is Say Her Name. This is a very, of course, important refrain that that has really become powerful this year, I feel.
Women, I wanted to actually honor all the women whose lives have been lost to police brutality, which is why I invoked, you know, Say Her Name. But I also wanted to highlight women whose lives have been lost to violence in general, domestic violence or however that may look. And, you know, and I was thinking, I spent a lot of time thinking about that. Do I want to include it or not? And do I actually say the names? And in the end, I decided to leave it open. Because in a way we don't have a definite list, you know, the list actually keeps growing and there are so many women around the world that we don't even know of, that we haven't heard of. And so I wanted to leave it open, but then I ended in the way of saying presente, you know, which is in church when you say that, you know, you're here, to sort of honor those lives lost. But I just wanted to contribute to the movement and I felt like this is a way that I could.
Now, I understand that in the video you're wearing a piece of clothing that your mother gave to you, maybe another sort of shout out to a powerful woman in your life.
My gosh, yes. It's so funny because my niece and nephew arrived the morning I did the video and they were carrying with them in their carry-on luggage this scarf, because I was on the phone to my mom saying, you know, we're going for this kind of fantasy look, but I'm trying to tap into, rather than just random articles of clothing, I'm like something that's special to me. So my mother, her earliest memory comes from her visiting her grandmother's village when she was a baby, when she was like 12 months old. And she always thought it was a dream. She had this dream of red. And she didn't realize until she revisited her village as an adult that it's actually a scarf that all the women in this village wear on their heads.
This is a village in Turkey. Your mother is Turkish.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. In northern Turkey, close to Rize, and it's a mountainous area. I've never been there. So this is my great grandmother's village where she grew up, and my mom had such a loving relationship. She was raised pretty much by her grandmother because my grandmother was working all the time, and so she said, "Well, you know, this is from there, and you should represent it." And in my way, I wanted to sort of honor all the women who literally birthed me, you know, who existed, therefore I exist. But also looking, you know, I started to do some research and I noticed they're also in the fight. They're also resisting against, they're fighting for the land rights and for things happening, you know, development in their village and town. And I, you know, you realize it's happening all over the world, whether it's in Dakota and the Native Americans standing up for the standing against the pipeline that's going in, or women in Turkey. There's this struggle, and I feel like it's all connected, and I wanted to make those connections in this video visually and also lyrically.
And is there something to be said for the symbolism of the earth as mother and the environmental destruction we wreak on this planet we live on?
Absolutely, exactly. Again and again, just, you know, highlighting the brutality that women face every day, and also the brutality that we inflict upon the earth.
Maya, you have championed women's rights, and in your previous song, Never Said Yes, you took on this important movement on U.S. college campuses around the country, standing up against campus rape, which is a terrible epidemic. Tell us a little bit about this song. It's called Never Said Yes, and I'd like to play a little bit later a clip of that as well.
Never Said Yes, it just zeroes in on consent. I had a conversation with my friend Shirley, who works at Peace Over Violence, and I asked her, what is the main message you want to get across? Like, what is it that Peace Over Violence really, wants people to be aware about? And what she and I had a conversation about was consent. She said, it's consent. The thing about consent is, and the thing about rape culture is that we tend to victimize the survivor again and again and again by questioning, whether they gave consent, did they say no, did they say yes, and we focus on that as opposed to focusing on the abuser. And for me, the conversation was, yes is not implied until I say no. And that's why personally for me, no means no doesn't really work. I don't need to say no. What I need to be saying is, yes, you need to focus on getting consent from me. You need to focus on, am I agreeing to this?
Yeah.
Am I agreeing?
There's in fact movements on campus to actually change campus policies to reflect what consent actually means. Let's actually play a clip from Maya Jupiter's previous song, Never Said Yes. And in this, there are some other stars that make guest appearances. And there's also a fictitious, I think, scenario that plays out on a college campus. Here's Never Said Yes.
Systematic cover-ups, naive sitting ducks. Presidents have run amok. Presidents don't give a dollar. Is the king again for profit over people, and it's women versus men again. I'm picking up my pen again. Rape culture everywhere. Blame the victim, they don't care. But we survive, we disappear. We will die, but we are here. Let me make it clear. Gotta give my consent. I don't need to say no, cause I never said yes.
I don't need to say no because I never said yes, says my guest Maya Jupiter in her earlier song, Never Said Yes. We also talked earlier about Madre Tierra. Maya, you are now a mother. You have young children. And how has that impacted your work? How has that informed and influenced the music that you perform and the songs that you write?
I feel like things are more urgent now. I've always been an artivist, but I feel like now I'm becoming a little bit more aggressive with it. Maybe that's the word. I don't know. Demanding of, just aware of the urgency of making change in this society, making positive social change. I think I've also changed how I write, and it's taking me a lot longer to get albums done. You can hear the running around in the background. But I just feel like this is the moment, this is the time. I feel like there's almost like a critical mass happening right now, especially in the United States, where people are becoming aware. They like to use the expression woke. People are getting woke. Shout out to George Ann Muldrow for coming up with that. We're starting to connect more. We're starting to be more involved in acts of resistance or civil disobedience that a lot of us, might not have been in the past, or in my way, contributing through music. There's such an endless list of things, to change, to transform, and I think musically, that's where my head is at right now. It's where my heart is at, because I have two kids that I'm raising, and soon they'll be teenagers, and I wonder, how's the world going to view them?
Right. Maya, you are also still performing. Where can, for our Southern California audience, where can they catch your shows? And also online, where can our entire audience watch videos of your music and also buy your music?
Yes. You can buy the music on any digital retailer, you know, Amazon, iTunes, all the main ones. Also coming up, very, very exciting, is our show September 16th at the Ford Theatres in Hollywood. That is going to, it's called Artista Activista equals Arte Vista. And it's a bunch of women, and we're all going to be performing songs for positive social change. They do include La Marisol from Santa Cecilia, Georgia Ann Muldrow, Medusa, Marisa Ronstadt, Oracle Jane Doe, Marta Gonzalez. I'm trying to think. There's going to be a whole lineup. Ceci Bastida, Irka Mateo, a real mix of us. There'll be one band, and we'll come on and off stage, and we'll also be doing some collaborations together. So that for me is really exciting. That's a really big show. I'm going to be debuting Madre Tierra there. I'm also going to be debuting my song Crumble, which is the next video that's coming out in a couple of weeks, which talks about stop bringing down the whole police system and stopping the school to prison pipeline. So that's what I'm tackling next.
Big issues. And your website, mayajupiter.com. We will post information about that upcoming concert in Southern California, as well as your website, on our site later today. Maya, thank you for all the work you do and for spending this time with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Maya Jupiter is an LA-based rapper and artist, and her new song is called Madre Tierra. She's got a whole host of songs. You can find them again online at mayajupiter.com. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.